And hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James here with Jackie Burns and Chase Burns. We are here at a brand new spot to check out, the Prairie Crossroads Mercantile. And I feel like I'm in an old country store right now. Jackie, is that what you're going for?
That's absolutely what we're going for, Terry. We opened the store in hopes that we can bring that country vibe back to the community and be able to offer local goods and an outlet for local artisans and vendors, as well as farm products too.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just the beginning for you guys. Prairie Crossroads is the name of this entire center, which includes the old Viola Opera House, correct?
Correct. So we have five spaces within this building, and it was built in 1912, and so we're slowly renovating each of those spaces. The Mercantile was the first one to open. And then in the spring, we just started carrying ice cream here in the Mercantile. And in the spring, we'll open an actual ice cream shop in the south space of this building and slowly renovate each of these spaces and have new things to offer.
I love the name of the new business, too, Prairie Cones. That's going to be a main stop, especially in the summertime when it's real hot. So we're here right at the four-way where Prairie Crossroads is. I want to talk to Chase for just a second. You've been through the old Viola Opera House. Fair to say it's not been touched in maybe 40 years?
That's about right. Early 80s was the last time I think probably anybody in the general public had access or was able to get in there and see what was going on. It's been 100 different things over the years, so it's been pretty fun, pretty interesting, kind of researching background and figuring out where it started, what it's all been used for, but it was served the community in a lot of ways over the decades. The opera house itself is still intact, but it's suffered probably the worst wear of the rest of the building. So we're focused right now on getting the other spaces up and running, getting our businesses in those, and kind of bringing life back into the building. And then hopefully that'll help us sustain the long haul as we get to that space to renovate.
Yeah, Chase, we covered a grand opening here in Viola a couple weeks ago. We're going to be doing your ribbon cutting on Saturday. You're bringing locally sourced, family-owned business items right here in one convenient location, Jackie.
Correct. So we currently offer local Sumner Point beef from Little York, Illinois. We offer eggs. All summer we had, or I guess July through really the last month, we've had local produce, and we're already working with different families for next year, bringing a larger variety of items in that respect. And then we carry Pilot Knob popcorn from Oneida, Illinois, and then also a lot of local gift items, so as well as a variety of other things too.
So you guys are gathering a list of local producers, local farmers, and it's good to know the store will continue to grow with new products. And that leads me to think about Christmas time. Now, I'm always worried bringing up Christmas because people say it's too early, but November is just a few days away. So let's talk Christmas, Jackie. What can you offer here at Prairie Crossroads Mercantile?
We have lots of events coming up in the following weekends. So this weekend being our grand opening, and then the following weekends, we're going to continue to add Christmas gift items and really have fun with that and with the ice cream side of it also.
All right. So if you're looking to shop local, this is a great place to come. You can find local items. You can feel great about supporting local folks and help with the growth in Viola. I wish you guys lots of luck. How are you feeling about being open so far and the community reaction?
The community has been so supportive, and we're really appreciative of that. We are really excited of what's to come, and especially coming into this Christmas season.
Great to see so much growth in Viola, Illinois. We'll see you at 10 a.m. Saturday for the Prairie Crossroads Mercantile ribbon cutting. Jackie Burns, Chase Burns, thank you both.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.